Welcome to the Paycheck to Passion podcast, where we share stories of everyday entrepreneurs who are making a living from their passions, and how you can too. Now your hosts, Jasper Blake and Meredith Eisenberg. Okay, so what's on the show today then, Meredith?
So, Jasper.
Yes.
When you got married, did you plan your own wedding?
We did the first time round. On my first marriage, yes.
And wasn't that totally crazy? Don't you kind of wish you would have had somebody taking care of all those details for you?
If I can think back that far, then yes, quite probably.
Well, so today's guest is Simone Glinton, and she is the founder of Out of the Box Weddings. So not only does she plan weddings, she plans destination weddings. So she plans your wedding in the Caribbean, or she plans your wedding in Antigua, or any exotic destination you can think of. And she has a lot of connections with people in those areas. So she's managed to create a business for herself that allows her to plan parties, which is her passion, and travel the world. So it sounds like a pretty good deal. So in our interview today, we talk about how she got her business started and the best recommendation she can give to somebody who wants to start a similar business.
I knew that's where I went wrong. Should have got married in the Caribbean.
So, Simone, you help people plan amazing weddings in fabulous locations. How did you decide to get into that business? Tell us the story a little bit about how you got started.
Okay, so basically how I got started and what I did, it was actually two other friends of mine. We were basically in college together, and we would plan like little events, networking events within our school, and outside of school, we did like poetry shows, all kinds of little stuff, fashion shows. And I had a really good time doing it. After graduation, one of my friends decided to become a nurse. The other one decided to become a teacher, and I was the one left standing. I didn't want to do any of those things. And so I decided to kind of like step on my own and, go for it. I wanted to be an event and wedding planner. And I had such a good time doing it previously. And even though I was with a group, you know, I thought that I could handle it. And so I said, why not?
And how long have you been in business?
Independently, it's been 3 years. But I've been in the industry, you know, just doing the different little events. I've worked for a couple companies for about 8 years total.
Okay. So when did you decide it was time to kind of step out and become independent?
I always knew that's what I wanted to do, but I knew that I had to gain the experience. And when I say experience, I mean, you know, I was planning little events in school, but no one really knew who I was or what I was doing or anything like that. So it was 3 years ago that I had no choice. I got laid off from a job that I was doing events and weddings for. And so my option was go and find another job or just try it. You know, you've gained all this experience. You know a lot about the business. Why don't you try and do it on your own?
But there's a big leap, isn't there, Simone, in terms of starting a business, because it's not just doing the thing you know how to do. There's all the business, you know, the business processes associated with it. So how did you get that down?
I call it the school of hard knocks. So
right.
I'm not a business major or anything like that. So I did a lot of research, talked to a lot. And when I was working, the company that I worked with was a startup. So I saw a lot of the process that they went through. And so I took little notes from there. I paid close attention, but it was a lot of research and just talking to different people who had small businesses. And honestly, making my own mistakes, you know, I did that a lot and learning from it. And that's, you know, how, you know, the whole business side of it, because no one really tells you about that, not intentionally, I don't think, but it's just something you got to kind of like learn.
Right.
As you go about your business journey, it's like, it's not just about the product, that you have a great product, but you need to know, understand how to balance your books and mm-hmm. how to market correctly and who's your target market and all that different type of stuff. You can have the best product in the world, but if your checkbook is off, I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Well, and yeah. I would guess that yeah. having experience as a wedding planner probably actually helped you with some of the beginning business stuff, because you do have to manage a budget and you yeah. have to, you know, do all of those different things. So can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, as a wedding planner, it's a part of our business, you know, that it's one of the first things that I actually do with my clients when they bring us on as the full wedding planner is, you know, how much is it that you're looking to spend on this, your wedding, you know? And I look at it as a production. How much are you looking to spend overall? And basically breaking it down for them detail by detail. You know, if this is your budget, then this is what your photographer, your DJ, your this, your that is more than likely going to cost you, or that's the time, the budget that you should stay within in order to maintain an overall budget. And in my personal business, you know, I, you know, as a part of my business plan, I had an outline of my budget and, you know, just different things that I initially wanted to try as far as marketing and you know, places that I would like to collaborate with, and this is going to cost me this, bridal shows. And I tried to stay within it as much as I could. I honestly didn't. I spent more. But yeah, initially, you know, I did have a budget outline for my business. So I guess.
So, Simone, how do you differentiate your business in respect of other wedding planners in the area?
So basically, a lot of the wedding and event planners here in South Florida, they just handle events and weddings. What I pose to my clients is, yes, we handle the events and weddings, but we also, if you're looking to do destination wedding, we can take that on for you. We have connections in a lot of places in the Caribbean, as well as if you are looking for someone to help you coordinate your honeymoon, we can do that as well. And so, like, that's just one of the starting phases, the starting things that, you know, that's differentiating us right now from, you know, other wedding planners in the business.
And so how did you find your first customers?
Well, the first customer was actually a referral, but from there, it was just someone, a friend of a friend who just said, oh, I know someone, she's just starting out. And the person, they gave me a shot. Aside from that, I attended a lot of bridal shows. That's what I've done too. And I still do. It's not something, it gives me the ability to be in front of a lot of people at one time to get my information out there. And also to follow up with them after the event.
Right. And so if you were to give some advice to somebody who wanted to start your particular kind of business, so an event planning or a wedding planning business, what would you tell them that the very first step for them should be?
I would say to get some experience. So I recommend volunteering at different places to kind of, you know, whether it's a nonprofit, they always have events and socials going on. So it's a good way to get yourself out there and kind of get your feet wet. But it's one of the things that I did also. You know, I worked in the business. I had a job, but I also volunteered at several places as their events and wedding coordinator or assistant to one. And that helped me as well. I gained a lot of knowledge and experience and, you know, so I recommend that being, you know, kind of like becoming an apprentice of someone. There are classes that you can take for events and wedding planning. And those are great as well. I teach a class at Miami-Dade College for events and wedding planning. And so those are great as well. But it's a hands-on business. So the best way I recommend is to kind of like volunteer.
Great. All right. So we're going to move on to the second part of our interview. So what's your favorite book?
Right now, my favorite book is going to be University of Success by Og Mandino. I read most of his books, but, you know, I'm actually rereading University of Success. And basically, it's a collection of different authors. Like they have James Allen, Napoleon Hill, and it's broken down into 5 semesters where they kind of like focus on each semester is different, you know, where you're going, overcoming challenges, you know, your thoughts, you know, reality and, you know, self-motivation. And it's broken down like that. And that's why I'm reading it for the second time, because, you know, you always miss something during the first reading. But that's probably one of my most favorite I like right now.
And what is your favorite resource, like software program, blog?
So as far as like blogs and softwares, I love Drive, Google Drive. It's where I store all of my files, share files and all that great stuff. And it's wonderful for me. I have it on my phone. I have access to it at like a click of a button, and I absolutely love it. I also use a lot of Canva. It's canva.com.
I love that.
Yes. So, you know, you can create the little pictures, and I do a lot of those for my destination weddings and the honeymoons. And, you know, you can easily post them to like Instagram and Facebook and different things. And there's, you know, you create these things that are very shareable, and I love Canva. So that, and I also kind of like from time to time go to Book Yourself Solid, Michael Port, his website.
Awesome.
And he has like a lot of inspirational stuff on there. So those are the places I like to hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we have a special section in the show that we call
The Time Machine.
If you could go back in time, knowing what you know now from the experience you've had with your business, what would you tell yourself when you first started out?
I would definitely tell myself is that everything is an opportunity. That even in the smallest, you know, sometimes I would, when I had clients, I would just sell them that one service, which was events and wedding planning, not realizing there were opportunities to work with the clients in different ways and help them, and also, you know, make a little extra money off on it as well. And so I would definitely tell myself, like, you know, don't be afraid to take on an opportunity to make more money. And there's no such thing as a low lead, because sometimes I would toss my leads when I felt like they weren't, you know, not good enough, but you know, that they were, so they weren't as what I would want them to be. And so I would just kind of like, oh, you know, they're never going to call me back. And I would just toss them. And so there's no such thing as that. Definitely just take it, you know, reach out and don't be afraid. And then I think a lot of it just had to deal with fear and anxiety a little bit. So, yeah.
Right. And so if you could give someone who wants to start an event planning business 5 tips on how to get started, what would those be?
Know the rules and do the work. So it's just certain things, get the education, volunteer, don't just, jump into it in that, you know, just know what it is that you're getting into and do the work. Everything is like a step. And so do that. Be positive, because there are people, you know, people are going to say no to you. And this is a business where it is like, especially here in South Florida, there are a ton of event and wedding planners. And so, you know, not being afraid to put yourself out there and everything like that. Be positive, be inspirational. You know, as far as the business itself is, like I said, you can sometimes feel like, oh, you know, you're not doing as well as you should be doing or things like that. So I would definitely encourage them, let them know that positivity, to be as positive as you can, and know that there will be bad days, that not every day is going to be a great day. And you got to work, even if it's not as great of a day as you're expecting it to be, you got to work as if it is a great day, no matter what. And always go back to your why. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to be events and wedding planner? You love planning. You love putting the pieces together. You're enjoying what you're doing. You know, why are you doing this? And that's what I recommend.
So what is the most unusual location that you've ever organized a wedding for?
Unusual? I would I would say probably, you know, standard is either a hotel or, you know, outdoor setting, a beach or something like that. I've had weddings inside someone's personal home.
Right.
Like, inside their living room, with 120 people wow. in the living room.
big living room.
And so that was probably the most awkward of, you know, the locations, but we worked it out and it all worked out just fine. But it was probably one of the most unusual because everything else, you know, you see museums, you see, like I said, beaches and different things like that. And those aren't to me awkward. They're different, but that's standard to me. So, right. But in your house, in the living room, I don't know. It's a little different, you know, than what I'm accustomed to doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, especially in terms of getting access to the place to organize. Yeah, I can see that. So, have you done any themed weddings? I hear a lot about themed weddings here in America.
Yeah. So, you know, if you love to travel or something like that, we recently did a wedding that was, you know, they enjoy traveling. So they had like this huge, you know, their escort card table had all the places that they had been. Their centerpieces were mailboxes with flowers coming out of them. It was just, you know, that is something very popular here. Either theme in that, you know, for example, like travel or color, you know, they have a specific color and it's all matching and different things like that.
So no Elvis weddings then?
No Elvis weddings. Not yet. I won't be surprised.
So you're open to the challenge if somebody wants to.
I am. It's all fun, and I always have a good time with it. So, yeah.
And I guess people are looking for something different, aren't they? They don't want anything that is sort of too ordinary. It's such a special occasion that they want something that's going to be really memorable. So.
Oh, of course, yeah. Of course. And everyone has something that's very special to them. So they want to include their culture or different things like that. So it's either in the food or the activities. Like something that's popular here in South Florida is the Hora Loca, which is like the crazy hour. And it's basically where they have, masks and all these different things. But they also have like entertainers come in during the party. And so it's kind of like a cultural thing. A lot of people in the Latin community, they love the Hora Loca. And it's something very popular here. But it's, you know, things like that. You know, you want to make sure that you incorporate your culture or, you know, if it's something special to the couple, like traveling or food or different things like that, you know.
So how difficult is it to organize a wedding when it's, say, in the Caribbean?
It has its moments. Usually what we do, depending on which location they want to have their wedding at, we basically, depending on the island, we'll work with the coordinators there. So we do like a lot of weddings. For example, we've done them in the Bahamas, Dominican Republic, you know, we've done them in Mexico as well. And we just work with specific places. And we have built that relationship with some of those places, and they kind of help us bring the florists and the, you know, if they want like a dancer or something like that to the venue, and the client pays us to navigate and pull all those pieces together because they don't necessarily know where to get those things
sure. Or
how to get those things done or who to contact. And so that's where we come in. And we kind of like just get hands on working with the team on site as well to bring the pieces together for the client. And then usually the client also doesn't have time to do it, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
To give a call and say, hey, I need this. And then, you know, the international fees and all that different type of stuff. Right. Like, who wants to do it? So,
yeah, totally, yeah. So do you actually get to travel to these places or is it
yes,
all done?
Yes,
yeah?
I do.
Cool.
Yes, I do. I do. It's very exciting. I have, you know, that's why I like destination weddings well.
yeah, I can quite see the attraction of that.
So I have a question for you. Do people who use wedding planners maybe actually save money on their wedding because you know the ropes and have the connections to get them like the right prices and the right deals and things?
Yes, I would say 9 times out of 10, you will save more money, especially if you're on a tight budget. What I'm trying to do as the wedding planner is find, you know, have the vendors that are going to fit within, you know, your price range because, you know, or we have those connections. We either We either ask someone if we don't know for sure, you know, then we know the people to go to ask, or we already have those connections with specific vendor, whether it's a photographer or a DJ. And on top of that, it's, you can probably on your own find, a photographer for a certain price, but do you know the quality of their work? Do you know their ethics and everything like that? And what we're bringing to the table is that we can vouch for our people that we're connected with. It's not just the price and everything. Like, we know he'll be there at 9 o'clock. Like you wanted him to be, in different things like that. So, and yes, people do, back to your question, they do save more money when they have a wedding planner. Cause a part of what we do is our goal, we're every single month, we're putting you, this is where you are in the budget. This is where you are. And we're giving you vendors that we know can deliver on that price and as well bring a quality service. Well,
and I would have thought it saves them a lot of stress as well, because
that too.
Yeah, trying to coordinate all those pieces must be a nightmare for somebody.
No, it is, and we have a lot of do-it-yourself brides, and that's perfectly clear. Like we've gotten a lot of those as well, brides who say they come to a certain point where it's like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
And it's just too much. I don't even want to think about this anymore. Can you please help me? And we have a service where we can take on from that point and move forward, with them. So
great. So if somebody wanted to learn more about you and how to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
You can visit us online, www.outofboxweddings.com. And you can find all of our contact information. The contact us link is there. You can follow up with us.
Cool. So what's the next wedding in the pipeline then?
We have 2 weddings on 10/10, which is, it's because of the day 10/10. You have a lot of weddings happening. But yes, we have upcoming weddings, and we're also going to have 2 travel for destination weddings later on in the month. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Well, thank you very much indeed, Simone, for being on the show. I think it's definitely going to inspire some other people who are interested in that sort of event planning type business that it can be done. So,
thank you so much for having me. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Thank you for listening. If you would like more, then all our episodes are available on iTunes or on our website at paychecktopassion.com. There you can find additional resources, you can ask us a question, or just get in touch. See you next time.